Is that person in this room? Can you stand, please? Or hold your hand? You are entitled to the award that was improperly given. You have the thing. So I'm going to make sure you get it back there. I'll come right back here. I'll meet you.
Here we are back at Sagebrush. We are going to get to bring you the luncheon today.
Now we got that in the hands of the right person, and I thank Ray for that, bringing that to our attention. Okay, again, welcome to our annual awards luncheon. We'll have we have a speaker, and we'll go back over to the other room when we're done with the award ceremony. With luncheon's award ceremony, we'll continue our presentations over there. Please enjoy your meal.
No sooner do I cue it up than they say eat and sit down. So we will do our best to bring you some other content here. We'll attempt to clean up some of this audio when we do some post-production editing before we add it to the archives. But I still want to go back to Buddy Guy here while I cue up some more stuff to keep us entertained. Here on ACB Radio, we'll go up here to Buddy Guy. There he comes back at us. I'll be back at you shortly.
Tendency to go. Like your mama and yourself, you never learn to upon your shell. Your pleasure knows no limits. Your voice is like a lark, but your heart is like an ocean, mysterious and dark. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for a go. One more cup of coffee for the road. One more cup of coffee for the road.
It's just a cup of coffee, he's only passing through. There's nothing more between us than a memory or two. I know what you're thinking, but this time I'm telling you. It's just a cup of coffee, he's only passing through.
Songs about coffee there while people are next door having coffee and their lunch. I went over and grabbed a bit of salad. The service staff was kind enough to bring my lunch in here to the general conference room where I have all my equipment set up. And I wanted to do a little bit about coffee. And can you think of some coffee songs? Let's see. This is an album by Carly Simon. And I'm trying to find... No, heavens. There's a lot of stuff in this album. And unfortunately, although the album was called... Let's see. The album was called Clouds in My Coffee, but no song with that in there. Let's see if we can find some others that would be appropriate. Ah, that'd be a good one. Let's go for that one. Let's see if this one will work good.
Regular, baby, come on, I gotta go. Two coffees, come on, will you give me a break, give me a break. The trouble with the world today, it's plain to see, is coffee in a cardboard cup.
Pickle down.
The trouble with the affluent society is coffee in a cardboard cup. No one's ever casual or nonchalant. No one wastes a minute in a restaurant. No one wants a waitress passing pleasantries like I am. Hiya, sir, may I take your order, please? The trouble with the world today, it's plain to see, is everything is a hurry-up.
It's ready, whip, an instant tea, and a minute race, and a mile meter's coffee. I think she said coffee. I know she said coffee. And a cardboard cup. Hey, what are you doing? Hey, I'm waiting here for the father. What are you, deaf? Come on, get me out of here. The trouble with the hell that's killed the life we lead is coffee in a cardboard cup. The trouble the psychologists have all agreed is coffee in a cardboard cup. Tell me what could possibly be drearier than seafood from the Belmont cafeteria. Seems to me a gentleman would much prefer an afternoon. Would you like the special, sir? The trouble with the world today, it's plain to see, is everything is a hurry-up.
It's rushing through and don't be slow, and a BLT on a ride a going.
Coffee! I think she said coffee. I know she said coffee. And a cardboard cup.
Hurry up.
I'm feeling mighty lonesome, haven't slept a wink. I walk the floor and watch the door, and in between I drink black coffee. Love's a hand-me-down brew. I'll never know a Sunday in this weekday room. I'm talking to the shadows, 1 o'clock to four, and Lord, how slow the moments go when all I do is pour black coffee. Since the blues caught my, I'm hanging out on Monday, my Sunday dreams to dry. Now a man to go a-loving, a woman's born to weep and fret, and stay at home to tend her oven, and drown her past regrets in coffee and cigarettes. I'm moaning all the morning, mourning all the night, and in between is nicotine and not much heart to fight. Coffee, feeling low as the ground, it's driving me crazy. Waiting for my baby to maybe come around.
coffee beans grow by the billions, so they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, 'cause they've got to fill that quota. And the way things are, I'll bet they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, 'cause the planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. The politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined the great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. Coffee ketchup gives them flavor. Coffee pickles way outsell the dill. Why, they put coffee in the coffee in Brazil. No tea, no tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice. The planters down in Santa's all say no, no, no. Local color serving coffee with a crawler. Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill. They've got an awful lot of coffee, an awful lot of coffee. Man, they got a gang of coffee in Brazil.
Back in
My dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's listen to some jazz and rhyme and have a cup of coffee. Let me show a little coffee house I know, where all the new bohemians go to have a cup of coffee. Greeting time, the music box is beating time. It's good old-fashioned meeting time. So grab a chair and dig me there, 'cause that's just the place that I'm at. Coffee time, my dreamy friend, it's coffee time. Let's sing this silly little rhyme and have a cup of coffee.
Coffee songs there for you here on ACB Radio. Brian Charlson coming at you with the 32nd annual Sagebrush Conference, the annual convention of the Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America, an affiliate of the American Council of the Blind. This is actually, heavens, it's Thursday already. It's the third day of a four-day conference. Day one, all presentations on Tuesday. Day two, half a day of presentations and half a day of exhibits. Great number of exhibitors here. Seven sponsor exhibitors and then I think another 25 or so other exhibitors. Everything from healthy snacks to vending machines that report back to you when a particular product is out so that you can go there and fill it, but only fill it when you need to. Vanity machines for getting cash, you know, vanity ATM machines. One's not affiliated with a specific bank, but with the unit itself, the vending stand, whatever you want to call it, cafeteria. Talk about retirement. Talk about dealing with employees and labor-related things. Lots and lots of issues when you're a Randolph Shepherd vendor. Now, I thought they'd be up and going with this program by now, but according to my iPhone here, the current time is, oh, heavens, I got a notification on there, so I can't tell the time. I can do it the next time, though, so we'll do that. So according to this, the time is
12:46.
The actual meal began at a quarter after 12, so I'm imagining they'll be beginning their keynote speaker and awards presentations shortly. Let me pop that iPhone back in my pocket, and let's see, what other kind of music? Coffee. I probably should bring up some tea, because they were serving iced tea with this meal today. It was not a bad meal altogether. We had a really nice, well-constructed salad, iced tea, water, nice dinner roll, and then chicken marsala with risotto and a julienne, long strips of vegetable saute. So let me see if I can bring you something that deals with tea. You know, I'm picking from the Yin Yang catalog of music, and we actually have quite a bit of music. 86,000 songs in the collection, and it allows me to Nope, we don't want more Natalie Cole, do we? We've already listened to her. So let's go and search for tea. Now, mind you, when you search for something that might be part of a larger word, you can get yourself in serious trouble. So let's see. Tears, see what I mean? Tears. Going to show up here over and over. I thought I got it right, but maybe I just plain spell it wrong. Well, I'm not going to let you sit here and listen to me find things, so let's see if I can just find something worth listening to. Well, why not the New Seekers? And then let's play that for you. You can listen to this while I cue up some other music.
I'd like
be back
to
shortly.
Build the world a home and furnish it with love. Grow apple trees and honeybees and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing.
Taking their time getting their luncheon going, don't you think? Longer than I would expect. I want to listen to some Fifth Dimension, Sweet Blindness, here on ACB Radio, waiting for the fine folks over there at the luncheon table to get the program rolling. ain't gonna tell you what I've been drinking. Sweet tea at this end. The sun isn't high enough over the yardarm for me to do otherwise.
See you soon. down and the grass on the ground smells sweet. Move up the road to the outside of town, the sound of that good gospel beat. Sits a ragged tent where there ain't no trees, and that gospel group chanting you and me. It's love, 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 the love traveling and salvation show. Back of the babies, grab the old ladies. Everyone goes, everyone knows, where the love show.
Well, I'm hoping they'll get the show on the road here soon. I just found out that it's their tradition to eat the meal and then listen to the speakers. None of this eating while you listen, apparently. So, hope you've enjoyed the music anyway. I certainly enjoyed bringing it to you. We'll keep it going.
Starting soft and slow, just like a small earthquake. And then he lets go. Half a man and shakes his love, love, brother, love, Japanese salvation show. Keep hanging the baby, grab the old ladies. Everyone goes, everyone knows, brother, love show. Hallelujah. Alle, hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Staff here a big round of applause for the fine service and the excellent food.
Well, that's not quite the applause for them, but I'll get the music to slow
thank
down
you,
here and then I'll bring on to them.
All the as we kick off our awards ceremony, we have a phenomenal speaker that I think you'll find very interesting. He's from San Antonio, Texas, a professional broadcaster, And so Brian, our ACB radio personality in the next room, is going to be broadcasting this live on ACB radio for us. And so our speaker is very accustomed to being heard on the radio, as he owns his own broadcasting service and syndicated service. I give you Sonny Melendrez.
Thank you, Dan. It's really great to be here. And you know, the fact that we're on radio right now, think about this. Right now, everywhere in the world on ACB radio, people are listening everywhere, and they don't have the luxury of the beautiful weather we have here in Las Vegas and maybe all the hospitality. So I think we should give them a big welcome. And at the count of three, I want you to say, hi, everybody. Okay, ready? One, two, three, and... There you go. From all of us here in Las Vegas to all of you all around the world, I'd like to welcome you and say thank you so much. My name is Sonny Melendrez, and as Dan mentioned, I'm a broadcaster by trade. I've been in radio and television. In fact, I had a television show on the Disney Channel called You and Me, Kid. But now I travel all over the country and all over the world, hopefully bringing some inspiration and some encouragement to this thing we call life. I will share with you the fact that when I was 11 years old, I found out at a very early age that I had the ability to actually mimic voices and sounds that I would hear. Even a simple thing like a door opening. Whatever it was, I would make these sound effects just as a kid. And I would also talk in accents when I'd see somebody at the supermarket. I'd be with my mom, and some lady would walk by with an accent, and I'd say, and my mom would say, no, don't do that, don't do that. I said, Mom, that's what she sounded like. It was just a natural thing that I wanted to do. Well, here's the cool thing. One day, I was watching my favorite television show, the Yogi Bear cartoon show. Now, nobody doesn't love cartoons, and maybe you're a Yogi Bear fan too, but Yogi always had that great attitude. Hey, I'm Yogi Bear, smarter than the average bear. And what was his little friend's name?
Yogi, we're going to get in trouble with Ranger.
Don't worry about a thing, little boo-boo. So there I am. Imagine, I'm 11 years old, and I'm watching this black and white Philco TV with a coat hanger for an antenna. And I noticed that in this particular cartoon, it was not just Yogi and Little Boo Boo, but it was also a little duck. And the little duck kept following Yogi around and kept saying, Mr. Bear, would you be my mama? I don't have a mama, I'm just a poor little ducky. And I realized that that was just the coolest voice. And I was already doing Yogi Bear and Boo Boo, but I thought, wow, how great it would be to do that little duck voice. So, keep in mind, I'm 11 years old. I didn't know what I couldn't do. So I turned off the TV, I had a little tape recorder, and I started practicing that voice. Mr. Bear, to the point where I had a sore throat. And of course, whenever you do something as a kid, you're always gonna get your mom's approval. So I went to my mom, I said, Mom, listen.
Mr. Bear.
And my mom, she's 5'4", for when she's very short. She says,
Ah, mijo, parece Bugs Bunny, que bueno.
She didn't know. So finally, after trying and trying, out of my mouth came,
Mr. Bear, would you be my mama? I don't have a mama. I'm just a poor little ducky.
Well, there you are. I was just as shocked as you are right now. I thought to myself, wow, this is great. I did it. I found it. I was able to find the voice. And so I started thinking, I wonder if this little guy could sing.
Oh, say, can you see? Happy birthday to me.
It was great. I can make him say anything. And he could even say,
Buenos dias, ¿qué tal?
He's bilingual. This is great. Now, when you're 11 years old, you don't exactly have an audience or a microphone or anything like that. So I thought, where can I go to try this out? Well, we had down in Texas, in San Antonio, a place called Frontier Burger, kind of like Sonic. Do any of you have Sonic in your area? Well, it's the kind of deal where you park your car, they talk to you, you talk to them, and they can't see you, but they can hear you. So I parked my car. Actually, I had a friend had a car. I was in the back seat. Now, ma'am, you're getting ahead of me, okay? So I was in the back seat, and the guy comes on the speaker and says,
"Hackin' Frontier Burger, may I take your order, please?"
I said,
"Yes, I would like a cheeseburger. I want to order fries. I want a Dr. Pepper, hot apple pie, and make it snappy, big boy."
The guy left the microphone on. I could hear him in the kitchen. He's saying, "Hey, check it out. I think there's a duck in a red car." So after a long pause, he came back on and says,
"Will there be anything else?"
I couldn't help it. I rolled the window back down and said,
"Yes, would you be my mama?"
Well, my friend was on the floor, and I was officially in show business. I thought, this is what I want to do. So fast forward. Now, 11 years old. Fast forward. I'm now in my 20s, maybe 12, 13 years later. Gone to high school, taken radio and television in college, gotten a radio career going, and I find myself on the air at a radio station in Los Angeles. In fact, some of you may be familiar with this. It was KMPC. It's owned by Gene Autry in Hollywood. And so I'm on the air doing all these different voices, and I get a call from an agent. And he says, "Have you ever thought about doing cartoon work?" I said, "Are you kidding? Since I was a kid, I've dreamed about it." He says, "All right, let me have a copy of your voices, and I'll see what I can do." 2 weeks later, he calls me and says, "Okay, you've got your first job." And I will never forget driving my little Ford Maverick into the employee parking lot of the Hanna-Barbera Studios, the home of Yogi Bear and that little duck. Is that incredible? I mean, it was just amazing. So it was then that I was really doing something that I've now come to realize is a power that we all have. And that power is the power of enthusiasm. Did you know that the word enthusiasm actually comes from two Greek words? En means in, and theos means God. So to be enthusiastic means to have the Spirit of God within. I think that's beautiful. So there I was at the Yogi Bear, home of Yogi Bear, about to do my first cartoon voices, and I was working on, get this, a series that they'd brought back called The Jetsons with the original cast. Now, how amazing to go from being that kid watching the black and white TV to actually being there. It's because I was so enthusiastic about what I was doing, and I loved it. Well, I didn't know this, but one of the original members of the cast was the voice of Mr. Spacely, the Spacely Sprocket Company, George Jetson's boss. Well, that was done by a man named Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny, Elmer Fudd, Sylvester, Tweety. And here's something else I've learned. I learned that the real ladder of success is like this. It's one arm, you're stretching up to somebody's pulling you, and you're reaching down to pull somebody else up. And that's really what we're all here to do. And he did that for me. He became my mentor and started teaching me all these voices, like Elmer Fudd.
"Be very, very quiet. I'm looking for a Widow Gray Webbit. And when I find a webbit, I'm going to tear him apart, whim from whim."
"What's up, Doc? Have you seen a Widow Gray Webbit?" "Yeah, big eyes.
Yeah.
Big teeth.
Yeah.
Big ears.
Yeah.
I ain't seen him. Ain't I a stinker?" "I turned into a putty cat. I did. I did to a putty cat." "You bet you fall, putty cat. The putty cat was me."
So there you go. A little bit of the Warner Brothers Mel Blanc characters. Now, I have to apologize to the two tables in front here, because every time I do Sylvester the cat, I always spit all over everybody. So please bear with me. You know, it's really amazing, and I think that this is really what it's all about. I think that all of us have dreams. All of us imagine things we've always wanted to do. And yet, sometimes we give in to what others may tell us. And they may give us all the reasons why we can't do that and why you shouldn't do that. And yet, here you have this incredible dream that you really know you can. Well, I'm here to tell you that you can. Your imagination can take you places that you've only dreamed of. As time has gone on, I've realized that playing with all these other people and meeting these other people They are just people. In fact, I had a producer call me about 2 years ago. He said, we're doing a commercial for an animated cartoon that's called the Bee Movie. And the star of the movie can't be, he's out of the country, so we need you to do the voice. Can you do the voice of Jerry Seinfeld? And I said, well, wait a minute. There's a lot of people who could do Jerry Seinfeld. Because he told me they'd gone to Las Vegas, they'd gone to impersonators, and they couldn't get somebody to do it. I said, I don't understand. He says, well, you see, in this particular commercial, the bee is flying through the streets of New York, and he's yelling stuff like, eat my pollen, and stuff like that, out of the way. And it had to be Jerry Seinfeld's voice screaming. So I did what I always tell people to do, especially young people. I said, if there's something you really want to do, but you're not sure if you can do it, buy yourself some time. So I said, give me 48 hours. And I went on YouTube, watching all these episodes of Jerry Seinfeld and trying to get him screaming. There's no screaming. But then I realized I'd worked with him in L.A., and he had a routine about how he talks about your dog and how your dog doesn't really see you as its owner. The dog sees you as that guy. You know, when his dog sees him walk in, he says, it's that guy, that's the guy. So that was kind of excited. So I would go in from that and get into the screaming of eat my pollen. Like, it's that guy, that's the guy, Kramer, eat my pollen. So they loved it, and I got the job of doing Jerry Seinfeld. Another time, get this, I had a producer call me and say, can you do the voice of a cockatoo? I said, well, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I said, well, okay, here's the number of the producer. Call him at NBC at 4 o'clock. It turns out that they had a cockatoo on this show, and they didn't have a voice for him because they wanted the cockatoo to say funny things. So I called my dentist, who had a cockatoo. He gave me the key to his apartment. I went in, I'm talking to this bird, and the bird won't talk back. He's just looking at me. So I said, okay, plan B. I called the producer. I said, well, a cockatoo is kind of like a parrot, kind of like a person, kind of things like, hello, hello, ah. Well, I sold him. And he said, great, you have to be here at 7 o'clock. This series, it was Friday afternoon. This series starts on Monday, so we need to record those voices. Ladies and gentlemen, I went to the NBC studios and recorded the voices to a cockatoo named Fred on a series called Beretta, and was actually paid like an actor for 7 years. Bought my mom a washer and dryer. It was great, great. Another time, I was the voice, and you've probably heard these voices. There was a commercial with a Raid bug that looks up at the big can of Raid, spraying the bugs, and it's a little bitty, it's like a little, they call him Private McBug, and the Raid can says, it's Raid, and he's got to spray it, and all of a sudden he goes,
oh no, it's Raid!
That was my voice. How about the Parquet, thank you. These are my greatest hits here. How about the Parquet talking tub?
Butter. 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 Parquet.
Or in Spanish,
por qué.
The neat thing about it is that there's a kid inside all of us. And I always tell people this. I said, I don't care how old you are. You're not just the age you are now. You're every age you ever were. Now think about this. You've got this Rolodex, this file cabinet of times in your life that you can go back to. And if you keep all those perspectives, it takes you so much farther. In fact, I was in Los Angeles, and I was about 15, 20 years ago. I had a lady tell me what I believe is the secret of life. And I think it's something that really epitomizes what all of you are all about and what this organization is all about. She was walking aimlessly through this little medical center, and I said, can I help you? She was a very short lady. She had a brace around her neck. She had just been in an accident. And I said, can I help you? She says, yes, I'm looking for Dr. Brown. Do you know what Dr. Brown's office is? I said, no, but let's look at the directory. Elderly lady. And I look at the directory. There's no Dr. Brown. So I said, tell you what I'll do. I'll call Dr. Brown's office, and we'll find out where he is. She says, you would do this for me? I said, of course. I'd be happy to. So I figured, you know, she's somebody's mom. I'd love somebody to help my mom if she was lost. I called Dr. Brown, and sure enough, they're in a building across the way. This is in Westlake, California. And there was construction going on, so I said, I'm going to bring her over just to be safe. So I'm bringing her over. We're walking across this dirt road, and on this beautiful day in L.A., she said what I believe is the secret of life. She looked up at me, and she said, you know, we're all here to help each other, aren't we? And that is exactly it. We are all here to help each other. In fact, I'd like to leave you with what I believe is the most powerful quote that I've ever heard outside the Bible. I heard this about 2 years ago, and now I've got it. If I give you one of these, it's on the back of my business card. In fact, you know what I'm going to do, Dan? The next time I order business cards, I'm going to have this in Braille on the back. So I think that'll be a real powerful statement. But let me tell you what it says. This is actually from a philosopher named Philo, who lived in the first century. And what he said then applies today and will apply for all time for all human beings. He said, be kind, for everyone you meet is fighting a great battle. Is that not powerful? Here we are to help each other, and what we do for each other, if we can do it with great enthusiasm and face the day, just as Albert Einstein said. He said, every time I wake up, I have a decision to make. Do I live in a hostile world or do I live in a friendly world? We all have that decision. And my wish for you is that you will continue to live your life filled with enthusiasm. Thank you for having me. Now, I have an audiobook, and you can find it online. It's called The Art of Living with Enthusiasm. As I mentioned, it's an audiobook, so you can put it on your iPod, you can listen on your computer, wherever you want to listen to. And I have them here. In fact, online they sell for $20, but I have a special discount for the conference of 15 and 2 for 20, and I'd like to present the first one to Dan. So congratulations, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Sonny. Thank you. Thank you, Sonny. Excellent. What a way to kick off the afternoon as we wind down our training conference. It's fantastic that Artis was able to find Sonny for us. Sonny happened to be in town, and he wanted to help us out. And that, what more can we ask for? We're always willing to help someone out. We'll now bring up Eddie Turner, the chair of our awards committee. He has an award he'd like to present.
Thank you, Dan. As most of you know, I chickened out Tuesday morning as the moderator because public speaking scares me to death. I'm not any less scared today. I just can't afford to pay anybody to replace me. But we're here. The awards that we're giving away today, the award that we're giving away is in honor of George Arsenault, who is former chief vending facilities of RSA. He demonstrated a personal commitment to Randolph Shepherd program and increasing opportunities for blind and visually impaired people. The only way you can receive this is your committee of blind vendors in your state has to write a letter and send an application requesting that their choice, their vendor that has been in the program for less than 2 years, be nominated, and the board goes through all the applications and we select who we think's best suited. And this year we have a very qualified person from Anchorage, Alaska. He's been a vendor for 2 years. He runs an espresso and deli in Anchorage, and he does catering also. He's married with 6 children. And I'd like to present to you, well, first, I'll present him first. I'm sorry. The winner of this year's George Arsenal Award from Anchorage, Alaska, Bill Packey. And we have a plaque here for Bill. I'll read it to you. It's Randolph Shepherd Vendors of America presents this George Arsenault Scholarship Award to Bill Packey, February 2013. Congratulations, Bill.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much. Well, unfortunately for you, I don't have a fear of the microphone. When Eddie approached me about this morning, he said, "Would you like to speak?" I said, "Well, sure." He said, "Half hour," and I could see his eyes probably just rolling around like the slot machines outside. I would like to say just how much of an honor this is to receive this, and how much of an honor it is to be here with all of you here today and this week full of training. When I initially started my business up in Anchorage, the group up there said, "You have to go to Sagebrush. You won't believe it. You're going to learn a lot. You're going to have a lot of fun. You really need to go to Sagebrush." I said, "Oh, okay." Everybody says that. Everybody says, "You got to go to these places." It's like going to the buffet down the way. Go down to Binion's. Go, you know, go somewhere. But, you know, this is really worthwhile. This is Sagebrush. This is a learning and a training experience in a room full of people with years of experience, years of expertise, and with a great desire for their jobs. I find it refreshing because in a lot of different conferences that I've been to, you go to it, and once you enter the conference room, you still hear talking about the moms, what they had for dinner last night, what you're doing later. But when I stepped in on Tuesday morning and even got close to the doors at registration and passing in, the conversation stopped with mom and dad and the gambling you did last night and turned right away to profit margins, what's in my vending machines, I cook hamburgers at 350 degrees, how long does it take? This is what we're doing here for retirement. Everything is professional with the group here. It has made an enormous impact upon myself. When I went to Wisconsin a few years ago, and I really will keep this within the half hour. When I went to Wisconsin a few years ago, I had dinner with my mom and dad. I do bleed green and gold as well, so if you need a transfusion later, we can go ahead and do that. My mom asked me to pray over dinner.